number 19 from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a request for authorization to amend contract CFC-00255 with the State of Wisconsin Department of Children and Families for administration of the Milwaukee Early Care Administration Child Care Program for 2014 and 2015 to enter into a 2014 and 2015 state and county contract covering social services, community programs, and income maintenance with the State of Wisconsin Department of Health Services, Milwaukee Enrollment Services, and to enter into a lease with the State of Wisconsin Department of Health Services for a portion of the Marsha P. Cog Center. This item was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move approval of item 19 after we hear a brief description of from the department.
Supervisor Smith.
Very briefly, the state has been operating under a management contract for the last 5 years since they took over certain services. That was complicated by the fact that that management contract required them to be on our IT services, and that no is longer functional. Literally, there would be a state employee with a state network and a county network, and they didn't talk to each other. There were also some other things that they wanted to basically have more control of their own lease space. So we are moving this to be essentially a 10% management contract and a 90% lease because the economics will be the same. So it's essentially status quo going forward. They're going to be on their own IT services, but we are not losing any economic compensation for them staying there. So I think it's a good transaction. We're actually asking for approval of the lease and also asking for approval for a 2014 and 2015 service contract in that regard, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Any comments? Supervisor.
Sorry. The lease works out to what again?
If you go to page 3 of the report, you will see that the comparison between what the 2013 total compensation was in the first line, and then you will go to the 2014 line and you can see the compensation. So you essentially see that the difference for 2013-2014 is that we are losing $680,000 related to IT services, but we are gaining $689,000 in rent.
I'm sorry, I meant more in terms of like putting it on footing with evaluating against where we're going out and leasing. So
we're getting about $23 per square foot. What you just approved earlier was $15 a square foot.
All right. What came of the issues with I think it's room 105, the other task force? They've been being pushed around by the state. With this lease, are they going to be able to be pushed out? Or
they are not. We have a provision in the lease that indicates the hunger task force can stay in their current place during the term of the agreement.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair.
I thought with this new lease, are they planning to take the whole building over?
No, this is just it's preserving the status quo.
Okay.
Separate from this, we would, the state to do a long-term lease is going to take, it would like to take over the entire building if they can fill it, and that would have to be done through an RFP process. So this is the transition agreement.
So status quo. I thought that
was. Yeah, no, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask, so thank you, and that's mine. It looks like the Hunger Task Force is losing their contract to do the food share program.
Our intent with this lease is not to rock the Hunger Task Force boat in any way, shape, or form. It's simply just to take the status quo and move it over to a lease rather than a contract. So I'm not familiar with any of those dynamics.
I just saw that. I don't know if it was Miss Politics, but I think someone else is going to be handling that. I could be wrong, but anyway, whoever has that contract could have space in the building to do it.
We still maintain a significant portion of the building, so for any reason, I mean, that's certainly the intent, but if for any reason that intent did not work out, this is a 30-day agreement, so the county could go back to the state. I mean, it's a perpetual agreement, but there's a 30-day notice provision, so if there are things that comes up, we'll have some layer of protection to be able to go back.
And I know that's out of our hands, but whoever needs that space can get that space.
That would be the intent, yes.
Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Clerk, we do have a motion for approval, correct?
Correct.
No questions? Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisor Swyshen?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 19 for adoption prevails.